We were talking about the couple that came to him and spoke about the fact that they left the gate open to the swimming pool and the kid had drowned, whatever, and they felt like they murdered him, etc., etc., etc. So we said there's two sugyas here. The sugya is that whatever happened to the person, the victim or whatever, was going to happen anyway. We saw the Gemara about how the guy fell on the person who was Chayv Misa, and therefore he had to go to Golas, etc. Hashem, Megalgin, it's the sugya of Megalgin, Schus al Yedei Zakai, Uchayv al Yedei Chayv. Somebody has to have something happen to them. So who gets to do it? Somebody that's already Chayv, so Hashem arranges for them to meet, or something good has to happen to somebody. So this guy just happens to be Zoyche to do it. But what was going to happen was going to happen anyway. It wasn't you that was going in this Maisa. There was the other sort. If you do something wrong, you've got to do tshuva. there's a world of Schavo Enish, and you have to do tshuva. We'll tie this together a little bit later, hopefully in the most healthy way we can, because this is an akuda where Hashkofik Yadet is enormous misunderstandings, and enormous danger here. The danger you have is you could think, well, listen, this guy had a coming to. I was just doing the Rotz and Hashem. I shot this guy, right? So if he got shot, must be that this was decreed that this is exactly what happened. So I'm a big tzaddik. I was just doing the Rotz and Hashem by pulling the trigger. And you can't punish me. No. He's a murderer. He's a aiding his chayim mitzvah. No one told you to pull the trigger. The Rambam in the Shmoneh Prokim, in Domus Rekha Avos, has a long arichus on this, especially about Paro. Paro is a classic example. Forget about Hashem hardening his heart, etc., etc., but at the end of the day, why was Paro punished? He was just doing Rotz and Hashem. Hashem told Avram Avinu that your children are going to be sent into a strange place, they're going to be tried, they're going to suffer, they're going to get punished, everything that happens is going to happen. So Hashem said it's going to happen. There's a decree from Shemai. What do you want from poor Paro? He was just being a tzaddik. He was a shliach of Hashem. See, the Rambam has many different tirutzim about how you get around it, etc., etc., etc. He did more than he was supposed to do, and whatever. But you see, the Rambam's grappling with this thing. It's not just that's silly. Of course you can't pull the trigger. That's because you don't believe that in the hashgacha. But if you just walk away from it and say, well, of course you should be potter, then you don't understand the world of bechira. So it's really what you have here. You have a contradiction between the world of bechira. And you have a contradiction between the world of Hashgacha. Anybody who's interested in the suya, you want the Maharam Akrivus, you want to go into it properly, the two shirim with Tetz gave in the Tishiva. I don't know when they are. I don't know if, because on the website we've got all of Tetz's shirim, so they're all mixed up here. But the two he gave, yeah. One of them he goes into the suya in depth. The famous suya, big machloitis from the Rishonim, it's a Rechaimat Chodesh on the Pasha. Big suya about how your Bechira can affect Hashgacha. Okay? That's a sugya in discussion or whatever. Comes out essentially that's talking about that there are certain tzaddikim in the world. Pashto's talking about the shvatim, talking about the level of the shvatim, not talking about stam tzaddikim. That at that level of what's called shvatim, the avos, the nefesh chaim, said also had certain dinim, which they were allowed to do certain things which we're not allowed to do because they had the din of an av. The shvatim had a certain din where they were able through their bechira to affect hashgacha practice. I mean, something could happen to a person even though it wasn't decreed on him because someone's bechira caused that to happen. There is such a musog in the world. But it's not so posh. Well, it's posh that it's not shaykh to anyone today. And bechira can't hurt somebody. But there were, at the level of shvatim, when the shvatim acted in the Sanhedrin, paskin certain things could override even Ashkoch. Well, that's Orach Chaim HaKadosh in the Pasha when the brothers wanted to throw Yosef into the boar. Where they said, let's throw him to the boar and let's see what will be with him. It means like this. If he's Chayv Misa, we throw him, we're not going to kill him. But if he's Chayv Misa, we'll throw him into the boar and the snakes will kill him. And if he's not Chayv Misa, then they won't kill him. So it says, Reuben came along, Lahatsilom, to save him. So Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, from their Bechira. Pelatik Orach Chaim HaKadosh. He came to save them from their Bechira. That means he came and he said, hold on a second, not the poshut. It's a machlokes here between the shvatim. Shvatim, hold on a second. Whatever's decreed is going to happen, is going to happen. No one can change what's going to happen to him, right? So why kill him? Put him in a situation, and you know, Hashem will do to him, will do to him. Reuben came along and said, no, not so quick. Our Bechira can override Hashgacha, which means it could be that in Shemayim he's not meant to die. Yeah? But we, through our acting at the level we're acting at, the level of Sanhedrin or whatever, without Bechira, we can actually kill somebody who's not saved. That's what he said. He came to save Yosef from the Bechira of the Shvatim. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh words. Those that are chaylek on the Aruch Haim HaKadosh say that it's talking only about the Shvatim. It's not Shaykh anywhere else. The others that are chaylek, they're going to finish. Listen to the share of the chapter. It's a very, very fascinating subject. We have a problem every day when we say Tachanun. The kasha comes from Tachanun. What do we say? Nitla na b'yad Hashem, v'al pipola b'yad Adam. So when I'm going to see the Hashem, I want to, if I'm going to get punished, if I'm going to be in trouble, I want it from you, not only the Adam. So when I'm asked the kasha, what difference does it make? Say, well, can any Adam do anything to you that Hashem's not going to let? So what's David HaMelech, worried about? Hashem, I want it from you, not from the Adam. Well, what are you talking about? Somebody can hurt you if Hashem doesn't want to? So they, oh, that's where they bring the riot from. Those that hold that you can affect the Bechira, bring it from David HaMelech, that you see from there. But the famous Chosef Lovitz that slogs it up, answers differently, whatever. It's a fascinating sugya. That Shia, I can't do justice to the sugya. He learned it with Moshe in many different scenarios, in many different, over a long period of time, questions back and forth with Moshe Shapiro, and he gave over the Shia. Yeah, he spoke for quite a long time on it. Very kadash to... I disappointed people. Rav Tatz came to speak there the first time, everybody ran there because they wanted to hear any Kabbalah stuff and whatever. He asked me what to speak on. I said, make them realize how choshuv living Torah is. So he gave a longish thing where everyone was like, that's Rav Tatz. I said, yeah, that's the real Rav Tatz. The stuff you listen to is where he does that there, Kirov. But I'm a Rav Tatz at Talmud Chochem, and I'm just glad that I learned. And the second shiur he gave you also, fascinating shiur. If you really, how many gave the second shiur? He spoke for almost 2 hours. There was some shiur. It's also on tape because I have to listen to what Avraham Avinu was the Chaddish in the world. What did Avraham Avinu bring to the world? Fascinating, fascinating share. Very important share for us living in God's today. Anyway, so when we're dealing with these sugyas, yeah, and we're talking about that, yeah, but it was all meant to happen anyway, you have to be very careful. Don't think if you did an Aveira, that since it was all meant to happen anyway, whatever, that so now I don't have to do tshuva. One of the, Yud Gimel Ikarim, one of the things that if you don't believe in your kaif beyeke, you don't even shaykh to klali so that the world of reward and punishment. So yeah, we're responsible for what we do. We have bechira. There's Hashem running his all fine, but we have to look bashulchan aruch. So in achinami, you have to understand. These parents have to understand very clearly that in achinami, this child is going to drown no matter what they did. At the same time, they have to know you can't go around leaving gates to swimming pools open, and what will be. I've said over the mic many, many times. You have to think about this very, very carefully. It's a very tiffer, Rav Avigdor Miller at his best. But you guys listen to Rav Avigdor Miller tapes? Very important. Very, very important to Rav Avigdor Miller. Going Oilam, Slopotka Jew, but he speaks in English and he was speaking in America, which means he was speaking to people we can relate to. And the Hashkofer and the fundamentals of the way Jew has to think and whatever are some of the most basic foundations that it's very hard to get anywhere else. Very important, and Yaakov Hill's Monday Night Shia, the guys that I'm going to Monday Night Shia. You have to set that up, remind me. You, man. Yaakov Hill Monday Night Shia him, compulsory.
Is it a regular thing?
Every Monday night. When he's here, it's not. Sometimes he's out the country, he's going on
the street.
No, Yerushalayim. You get a Hasa'ah, or send it to Yerushalayim. It's part of the official Seder. You clap it to take him there one night. It's compulsory. Anybody who doesn't go to those Shia, he's missing out on. Unbelievable opportunity. You ever been to Yeshir? Great Olam, Adam Godel, Talmud of Shach, Svadi Makubal, the greatest Kabbalist alive today.
She was another time,
right? Ava Shalom. Ava Shalom, Bakikah Shabbos, just by Kikah Shabbos. One of the Gedoli Israel today, one of the greatest minds alive today, and he gives a share in English every Monday night, I think it's 7 o'clock. He goes through different things. When I used to go to Yeshir, it was in Pekah Avos, they need to try in the Tefillah. Tell that he's a child of Tila, shows you what he holds or thinks. He's very big, obviously, and he started being child of Tila. They were very close. He was Tabor of Pinkus a lot. I used to call him the Three Musketeers. He was once giving a share of Tabor, walked into the room, and he stood up. He stood up for a Tabor. The three of them were very. Pinkus spent many, many years learning downstairs Kabbalah, and he was very involved with the Avashal getting it going. He had a soft spot for the Saudi kids, very involved with it. But anyway, Monday night with Yaakov Hill gives a shiur, and it's an eye opener to just, you know, first of all in English. There's not so many people sitting in the front row, you know, that speak English too. And he's sharing, unbelievable. Just fantastic. And he draws from everywhere. You know, you'll quote Rav Shach in 1 minute and you'll take out an Arizal 2 seconds later, and it's all and just normal, healthy, very, very, very choshev. Very choshev. I remember learning the sugya. This is one of the sugyas we learned. I remember hearing it for the first time from him, this interplay. And I remember Rael and Alon, they were young bochum, they just joined Yeshua. We used to go everything. Yeshua was around the corner from us every Monday night. We used to go together. And on the way back, fighting this one out for weeks. Fighting out this. We're getting very close to the real issues. Fighting this out and coming back to you the next week and fighting out for whatever. You smack it up into a little Mariv afterwards. And not a big shir. You would think that there'd only be 500 people at that shir. You know, there's like, sometimes there's 10, 15 people there. You know, so you can get very close to that guy. And it's hard to speak in any other time, so it's an opportunity to just, you know, put a bit of a kesher. He was Masalik Kedushin, he was Masalik, your Masalik Kedushin, you know. He did a couple, he did Arya Khan's wedding, he did quite a few, a good, very good kesher. He sent us offering. So, he's also someone you can relate to, because he grew up in Manchester, and he went to Yeshiva for the first time, I think, when he was 18. Mm-hmm. You know, so. He has, you know, somebody that can understand. You know, it's a very soft spot for us guys.
He grew up from there, no?
His grandfather, great grandfather, was based in Baghdad or whatever. He comes from a very chosh of a family, but he himself. Wow. He's the most frightening person for me in the world. Because they asked me in Shemaim one day when I get up there, why wouldn't you just graze Rabbi Akiva? I said, Rabbi Akiva lived today, you know, where he went from me, Rabbi Akiva. I said, yeah, Rabbi Akiva started when he was 40. So I said, fine, he was a Tana, you know, yeah, but where he went from me? This one, that one. And then I'm not scared of anyone else. I said, why would you lock him? Why would you lock him? But they're going to say, yeah, but they lived in your generation, and man, he wasn't that much older than you, he didn't start or whatever, and so what's your excuse now? He knows the whole of Kinas Kulu Tere Kulu, Nigla Nesta. I'm not saying that, Berkowitz told me. I don't know what Kulitari is. So what are you, how are you going to answer? Yeah, I'm a Baal Tshuva. Okay, so. Yeah, a lot of trouble, man. I'm scared. He's frightened the heck out of me there. Look what he's built in the short time that he's been around. Look what he's built. Oh, what a built-in empire. It's unbelievable. The most refined, soft-spoken person I've ever met in my life. Very kadar. Monday night. There's a way of doing it. They used to phone just before they left to find out if he was going to do it or not. There's a mahalach, ask any of the guys, ask Israel, ask. You get an update, you find David Awad, you get an update, anything. I mean, it's a very, very, there's a whole network out there, how to, you know, exactly how it works. And then the Hasa'ah takes you and you go, and then afterwards you go for some pizza or whatever, you have a nice time, come back. It's called Night Seder in Yerushalayim. It's a very important part of the Seder of the Yeshiva. I only realized yesterday that the guy's not going anymore. Not good at all. Beseder, that's the word from our sponsors. So that's the sugya we're busy dealing with. He's trying to understand that the things that a Kosh Bolcher wants in the world and decide in the world, you can't walk around taking responsibility for what a Kosh Bolcher does in the world. So this is why I got confused with what we did last night, because last in the 5:30 she was dealing with chinuch and the difficulties of problems and the science of chinuch. Kappa had it applied to Shalom Bayis. But on Reish Ayin Gimel, which is where we're going from, his Maida is Mugi Surim Hanayvim Viladim Shisorim Ederech Hashem. Once again, for some of us who have children, this is relevant. For those who are, whatever, don't have children yet or whatever, it's very important to learn this because it affects you personally, your own little child inside. You have to know what's going on. But in Mitzvah Hashem also will help you have a much more realistic approach to chinuch also when you want to start in Sodim with it. Hadvarim shos boro le'il, mechonim lo rak klapei mista gashmis. It doesn't just apply to physical death. El adam rachman islam, the shichul rechoni. It also applies to a spiritual death, let's say. The tzareinu arab, b'vaseinu arabim, kaimim batim shol yudim, שתפקיד חייהם הוא להתנסוס בשיחו רוחני. There are many, many, many homes, Jewish homes, where their tapkid in their life is to withstand the nisoyin of spiritual, what's the word? Spiritual challenges. You're more than just challenges. Yesh lehem bat or ben shesorum derech hayosha. They have a son or a daughter who went off the straight path. Ozvu es derech ha-toyu v'mitzvah. Left the path of Torah mitzvah. V'yotzu l'chabek et ha-shpochos ha-rochov. And they've gone to embrace the garbage cans in the street. It's written here, I'm just translating. Eilu em b'nei tziyon ha-yekorim ha-musloim b'paz. Ashe nishboi b'kavlei ha-yetze v'chaloysev rachman al-Islam. These are the beautiful, precious Jewish children that have been trapped and imprisoned by the Yetzer and his soldiers, Rahman al-Islam. Okay, let's do this tomorrow. Eine Tayev, Eine Sheh, Klal Kamagondu, Sibolim, Vatsalim, Shalom, Hirim. The Gemara says it's greater than the sufferings of the Chomet Gog and Magog. The Gemara says, someone who has a difficult child in his house. Talking about this, somebody who's in the Yaisa Kashem and the Chomaz Gog and Magog. It's a very, very painful thing.
Couldn't you say the same thing that Shem decreed this child and then took it off?
Yeah, it is. Not a painful thing.